And we're back. It's Wednesday. Right? I think it is.
It is Wednesday.
Hey, squirrels. This is Deanna from Spokane, Washington. I have an idea for a some of your weekend shows, and if you want to do it, that's cool. If not, hey, that's cool, too. I was thinking maybe a best of show where you take... the best quotes from the week from your callers and from both you guys and put them all together in a little compilation and just have the best of show.
That is a fantastic idea, Deanne. You put that together and email it to brad.mcfadden@gmail.com because it's a file. So it won't go through the other servers. So, but if you'll put that together for me and send that to me, then I will play that on Saturday. It'd be great. It'd be wonderful.
That would be really good.
So, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
There's enough information. You can do them for Sunday, too.
Sure, yeah. You want to do as many as you want to do. I'll spread them out or whatever. It's fantastic. I appreciate that offer. That really helps us out.
Oh, you could call it squirrel soup.
Squirrel soup.
That was my idea.
That's wonderful.
And I hope you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm enjoying listening to you. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. In case you didn't catch my sarcasm, that's more work. That's a lot of work. Look, Dave makes it seem simple when he does a soup show, but that's a lot of work to go through and find clips. First of all, you have to go find the clips. Then you have to cut them out and paste them in. And it's longer to take. It would take me twice as long to do that than it would be to do a regular show. Probably way more than twice as long. Probably 10 times longer. to create a 20-minute show out of clips, it would take 10 times longer than to actually record a 20-minute show. So, FYI, it's a good idea. I mean,
it's a great idea.
I'm trying to poo-poo your idea. I'm just saying I don't have time to do that. So, but if anybody else wants to do it, I will play it. That's fine with me. I'm all for new things. I like new. I'm all about change. That's me.
What?
I think Mars is calling. We get some kind of
what was that?
Mars or something. Is that English?
I don't know.
I think we've intercepted an extraterrestrial broadcast. Okay, I don't know who you are or what that was about, but you need to buy a new phone.
Yeah, apparently there's something wrong.
I don't know. Either come to this planet and try again, or I have no idea what that was. I'm sorry, that's the way it came to be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing I could do to change that. Okay, so that's about that. And then we've got way more calls that we'll play for you tomorrow. But we do want to get to this because this is Greg Clark called in a donation to Podcasting for Water. And he said he didn't have a podcast, so he wants to hear Stan Brawl.
You might want to know how to pronounce the man's name. Before you're going to introduce him.
Would that be helpful? A good idea?
Yeah.
How do you spell Vasselian? Vasselian?
I don't know.
I don't know either. There it is, J.D. Vasselian. Did you mean J.D. Vasselian? Yes, I did mean J.D. Vasselian. Thank you very much for figuring that out for me, Google. Above Google. Okay, well, anyway, it's something that Dave Avila does, and he posts them on the jadedvasselian.com, and it's Stan Prolongo.
Prolongo?
Stan Prolongo. He's a private detective. It's a short skit kind of thingy that he does a good job. Oh, Justin Lomaster does, actually, I wrote this one. I don't know if he writes all of them. He wrote this one, The Space Turtle. And then Dave does the acting and all that. And so it turns out, yeah, I listed it. It was really good. And it's, the interesting little detective story. So anyway, that's what's coming up now. That's just why you're hearing it. And we hope that you enjoy it.
Yes.
So, here we go.
Vayas con Dios.
No, no vayas con Dios. We have to play the thing.
Well, I can't. I have to say vayas con Dios at the end?
Yes.
Oh.
My name is Stan Perlongo. I'm a private detective from the white sands of the Goshen Ocean. These are my stories. So, there I was, Big Bob Bamford, right there in front of me, and Mr. and Mrs. Lumlum and their family behind him. I had to act fast. I tipped my sombrero to them and bowed low. I told them that I brought them a nice meal. I had planned to use the meal to distract Mrs. Lumlum's family and then set her free, but it looked like I was going to have to use it for my own escape. I began serving up the food all servant-like, averting my eyes, hoping I wasn't recognized. Mr. and Mrs. Lumlum and family were busy making tacos and eating them. Big Bob Bamford wasn't touching the food at all, not even when I offered. Big Bob kept looking at his watch, looking impatient. He said that if that two-bit punk didn't show up soon, he'd have to go looking for him. I asked him who he was looking for. Maybe I had seen him. He said he was looking for Stan Perlongo, the man who had lied to his girl about cheating. I told him, talking all Mexican-like, that I had seen him down on the factory floor and offered to fetch him. Bob said that would be great. I did not like the look of the smirk that twisted his lips. I hightailed it out of there. I was halfway to the exit when I heard a tremendous bellow over the factory floor. I had been too slow in leaving. The effect of the extra powerful time-delayed salsa must have affected everyone but Bob, who had eaten nothing. I saw him barreling down the stairs after me. I ran. He ran faster, knocking over factory workers like a bowling ball through bottles of sangria. I juked into a row of machines, and Bob followed. I tossed my sombrero at him, but he batted it away. I grabbed a stack of broken tortillas and tossed them behind me. Bob slipped on them and threw his hands out to grab something to hold him up. His hand slid through where a safety shield should have been, just as the machine pressed down to package some tortillas. Both of his hands got crushed into a stack and sealed in. Bob was not very happy. He said some very unpleasant things to me and to the universe around him. I made my getaway and wondered what I would do once he got out of the hospital. If nothing else, I would call him Edward Tortilla Hands. And that is another story from the seedy streets of Visalia. Thank you for listening to another episode of Stan Perlongo. The story was written by Justin Lowmaster. You can find more of his writings at thespaceturtle.com. The voice of Stan Perlongo is provided by David Avila. You can find him at thejenanddaveshow.com and thejadedvisalian.com.
And there you have it.
I'm hungry for pizza.
It was pizza music, wasn't it? I want tortillas.
It wasn't tortilla music.
No,
it was pizza music. I feel like I should be sitting in a restaurant with a red plaid tablecloth and Parmesan cheese.
There's story, though. That was season 2, episode 1 of Stan Perlongo. And that's it. That's all we got. So have a happy, it's only 8 minutes and 46 seconds. We said we had to do at least 10 minutes. Okay, I tell you what. We'll take one more call.
Okay. Is that your filler music?
Yeah. It was sort of like what was playing. Yeah.
This is Christina from Emporia, Kansas. And we are calling to make name suggestions for the computer.
Oh, name suggestions. Name suggestions.
For Macy, the computer.
Okay.
Okay, these are name suggestions for face computer Macy.
Okay, my choices are Mercy and or Grace, because I believe in naming something that you're speaking positive over.
Okay.
Okay. All but right. Grace is, like, we've got several dolls at the house named Grace.
Can I call it Gracie?
When we already have a Gracie, that would not work, because Gracie's Gracie, and they don't know. We already have a Gracie that we have, and we have several dolls named Grace. So let's see what else we have.
And my daughter, the snart plug, says it should be Emily because her name means industrious. And then...
Emily?
Emily. Good name.
Felicia wants to suggest a name. What?
Twitchy.
Twitchy. Okay.
But that's Faith's name is Twitchy.
I can't name the computer Twitchy.
Besides that, you just jinx the computer if you name it Twitchy.
No kidding.
Okay. Maybe you don't want to name it Twitchy. You might act up and have glitches.
Twitchy.
No, not Twitchy.
Name it Glitchy.
Glitchy.
Twitchy.
You can't name a Mac Glitchy.
I'm going with Christina. No, you can name your PC Glitchy.
You're
going
to name it Christina after the new groove?
No, I said I'm going to go with Christina. I like her names better.
You're going to name it Christina?
That's actually a good name for a computer.
Christina?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I might do that.
It means
I'm
Christ-like.
I'm thinking seriously.
The name means Christ-like.
And the Mac is as Christ-like as you can
go
get.
There.
Anyway, those are our suggestions. We'll let you go. Bye.
Bye. So far, Faith's favorite name is Christina for the Mac.
I think yes.
Yes. You think yes? I think no. But you think yes, and you are the one that gets to name it. So.
But that's the top one.
That's the top one. It's the one going so far. So it's not too late to put in your suggestions. So you can do that at...
Christina...
Here, right here.
Christina Mac.
Christina Mac. Christina Mac Fadden.
Christina Mac.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. We will see you again tomorrow. We have lots more calls for you from you, our wonderful listeners, our friends on the intertubes. That reminds me.
I hope you have a happy Wednesday, Rue.
Is it Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused since we're doing them in advance. Okay, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy
it's
Wednesday,
throwing
Rue.
Us off, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to go watch the Cowboys now.
Okay. I'm going to go watch Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Okay.
Vayas con Dios, everybody.
Vayas con Dios.
I'm going to have some wine.
Okay, me
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.